Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
In today's episode, we head to the land of hockey, maple syrup, brutally cold winters, butter tarts, Dunkaroos, of course, Drake, Tim Hortons. Canada's most visited and largest organic winery, Summerhill Pyramid Winery.
Stephen Sipes with a PH, and I'm the proprietor and founder of Summerhill Pyramid Winery in Kelowna, British Columbia.
Okay, enough of the kidding around. Let's get down to the wonderful story of Summerhill Pyramid Winery. Stephen, your accomplishments would fill a New York City phone book, but let's start back at the beginning. Where did all of this being in connection with the earth and the land and begin?
It goes back to my childhood, really. I love growing things and being in the soil and being outdoors and climbing trees as a little boy. I've always been an outdoor kid. And I got involved in real estate developing in a way that would save the wetlands and the steep slopes. And I got very involved in the 60s hippie, if you will, out there protesting the way people built things. I was one of the founders of why environmental rules are so strict today, why they can't just fill in wetlands and stuff like that. That was my original push in New York, which was a big suburb of Manhattan. I feel like I am part of the earth, and I wanted to get closer and brought my little family of four little boys and my wife, Wendy, at the time. And we came up here and bought a little vineyard in Kelowna and had to take out almost all of the vines. They were grape vines that weren't really good for making wine. They were for table grapes and for hybrid grapes and things like that. And I went to France, bought some clones there that were making the finest sparkling wine in the world, because I got an inspiration here that we had the ideal climate to make sparkling wine. Very exciting. Sparkling wine is made all over the world, but it's most famous, of course, in Champagne.
Sparkling wine is the same thing as champagne. It's just that if it's not from Champagne, it can't be called champagne?
That's correct. Especially if you make it in the traditional way, which is to use the three grapes that you must use in champagne in order for it to be called champagne, which are Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay in any given amount. You can even have it 2% Pinot Meunier. It doesn't matter as long as you have all three. Here, we don't call it champagne because we're not allowed to, and they strictly enforce that, but we actually won the most prestigious award in the world in France, best sparkling wine in the world. They couldn't believe it from a little place in an unknown wine region, like Kelowna, British Columbia. Who would have thunk it?
Those are the vines that you, when you went to France, that you procured and brought
back. Yes. One of the biggest reasons is that if you have intensely flavored grapes, they will hold their flavor through the second fermentation in the bottle. And we here in the Okanagan have a very dry climate. It's called a semi-desert. And this low rainfall, if we growers keep the irrigation down, off really, we get these intensely flavored grapes that make the base wine that will hold the flavor through the second fermentation in the bottle. And that's just been winning awards all over the world. In fact, when we first introduced our Sipes Brut in New York, where I'm from, it got rave reviews in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and L'Ami de Vin magazine, and oh gosh, it was a hit. And it was all sold out here at home because we got such great notoriety in New York.
And the awards just keep coming. I understand you are home to the most awarded wine in Canada?
Yes. We also have abundance of Riesling, and the Riesling here is extremely tasty and makes wonderful sparkling wine. And our biggest seller is the Riesling-based sparkling wine called Sipes Brut, which does have Chardonnay in it as well. But it's the Riesling that has that high acid, which goes beautifully with almost any food. And it's, people roll their eyes and say it's delicious and they don't like sparkling wine, but they love Sipes Brut. And it's actually gotten a gold medal every year since 1992, making it the most awarded wine in Canada.
In part two of our conversation with Stephen Sipes of Summerhill Pyramid Winery, we learn how the pyramid plays a part in the success.
Well, somebody answer that phone!
It's time, boys and girls, for our listener voicemail.
Hi, this is Brenda from Montana, and I want to know, so how long does wine last if you, put the cork back in it, stick it in the fridge, and how long will it last if you do it that way? Anyways, thanks for your information. Bye.
Good question, Brenda. Well, the experts seem to agree that go ahead, stick the cork back in the bottle. That's a great way to do it. Plus, it's economical. 2 months would be about as far as you'd want to push it. We continue our conversation with Stephen Sipes, proprietor of Summerhill Pyramid Winery. And I'm not asking for the secret sauce here. What do you feel attributes to all of the awards that you get for your winemaking?
Yes, it's a combination of things that we do. First of all, and most importantly, the grapes are grown organically and biodynamically. And we actually process the wine in a certified organic cellar as well.
What does that mean? What does that mean, bio?
Biodynamic is a term you can use if you get a Demeter certification out of Germany, which is the highest way to get an organic certification. Like, it's the biggest test, and everything is done by Rudolf Steiner, who is the founder of Demeter and biodynamics, really. And he specifies when you can plant by the moon and when you harvest, and you put in making a tea from the rotten grapes from last year, and everything. It's composted, compost tea. There's a lot of things that you need to do and be one with your plants. It's really, at the end of the day, it's about nature and communication with man. It's a wonderful man and nature co-venture, I call it.
Going through those two processes sounds very complex in themselves, let alone having to do two of those. And yet you decided to add another element to try to raise wine to its highest form.
And we took it to another process as well, and we built a sacred geometry chamber to put the wines in for the marriage period, from dosaging to going onto the shelf. So when you make sparkling wine, as most people do know, you make a base wine like any other wine, and then you put that base wine in a bottle that is thick and can handle the pressure, and you add yeast and sugar and re-ferment it in that bottle again. And it lays on the dead yeast cells, the lees, for 18 months to 15 years. And each year, depending on what kind of grapes you have it made out of, produces more of the subtle flavors and nuances that you get out of fine sparkling wine. And then you wake up the bottle by riddling it and getting the dead yeast cells out of it, and then you dosage it with a little sweet reserve because the yeast has eaten all of the sugar. So it's bone dry. Most people can't handle it that way. And then the dosage period is what we call the marriage period. And in Europe, in Germany, in Spain, and France, many places where they make sparkling wine, they put the bottles in a sacred geometry chamber, which in those areas is almost always a Roman arch cellar. Côte d'Anneux in Spain has, I think, 30 miles of Roman arch cellars to house their bottles after they've been dosaged. And we built a precision pyramid after the Great Pyramid in Egypt through several trips that I was privileged to make with an Egyptologist named John Anthony West. So we did a precision pyramid, and we put all our wines now into that pyramid, which makes them, again, with a tiny winery, we're only 30,000 cases a year, and yet we win a huge amount of awards every year with our wine. People love the flavors of the organic wine, and the pyramid adds a dimension to it as well.
Well, listening to the details that you put into every single process of what you do, I can only imagine the painstaking details you went in to recreate the pyramid.
We made it out of poured concrete, which has fiberglass rebar, because we didn't want to use any ferrous metals and reorient the building back to magnetic north. It's oriented to true north, just as the Great Pyramid is. So we followed the Great Pyramid in every respect, and we did everything with fused stone, because the whole pyramid there is a fused stone structure. Very rare and magnificent in so many ways. It's unbelievable. I have a book out called All One Era on Amazon.com, and it goes into all these details. So, and our website has a good detail on the pyramid as well.
Will somebody answer that phone?
It's time, boys and girls, for our listener voicemail.
Hi, my name is Junie from Atlanta, and my question is, what kind of wine do you recommend for marinating red meat?
If you'd like to stay consistent in your cooking skills, use the same wine that you're going to drink for dinner as the marinade. So if you're going to drink an expensive wine for dinner, keep that in mind, that you're going to have to use it to marinate as well. Me, personally, I'd use $2 chuck on chuck steak.
Thank you.
We continue our conversation with Stephen Sipes, proprietor of Summerhill Pyramid Winery in British Columbia, Canada.
Well, we started out of our little garage making wine in 1990, 91, and we introduced the Seip's Brut in December 91, so right in the beginning of 92 in New York City, to great reviews there, as I mentioned. So our official opening is 92, but we've been making wine since the late 80s, you know. We came here in 1986, my family and I from New York. It's over 30 years now. We're just dedicated to the amazing growing conditions here and the lovely people here. I have to say that British Columbia is a treat to be here. Such lovely, honest, and wonderful people all around us at all times. Our crew, our employees, are like family. It's beautiful. A lot of people join Summerhill because they want to. I even get comments like, Steve, we'd work here for, if you didn't pay us. We'd love this place.
There's so few things in this world that give us energy. Most things take energy.
Yeah.
So exactly. That's wonderful. Something we learned in a previous episode was that Stephen built a pyramid on the property to incorporate that pyramid into the winemaking process.
What I think it is sacred geometry is related to the electrical nature of life itself. And it brings out, I would say it does not make any liquid worse or better. It clarifies it. So if you put a wine in there, for instance, that has flaws in it, it will bring out the flaws and make the wine like cooking wine. You can't drink it. And if it has good qualities, it'll bring out the good qualities. The same with milk or orange juice or any other liquid. And we've proven that time and time again now in the last over 30 years now. And it's very conclusive, and we're very thrilled with the experiments and plan to go on bigger and better and more experiments to prove the value of sacred geometry on liquids. The size of our pyramid would be the exact size of the capstone on the Great Pyramid. Ironically, we didn't plan it that way, but it just happened to come out to be exactly what the size of the capstone on the pyramid would have been. It's 60 feet square and 4 stories high.
Well, being one of the most visited wineries in Canada, I imagine that you've got quite a few employees.
Every year we have about 170 employees in the season, and it drops down to about half of that in the shoulder seasons. But of course, with COVID, we're running way below that because most of the weddings have been canceled. You're not allowed to have more than 50 people, and they have to be 6 feet apart. And our Chinese tours that we get every day, busloads of tourists from China are not coming. We're not getting any tourists from the United States. Even our own in Canada are coming much less frequently. So we're way down in visits this year because of COVID. And yet, interestingly, our sales have gone up incredibly because the internet sales, the online sales have been fantastic. I think we had a 1,500% increase over the same months last year. So yeah, people are wanting to buy our wine. It's organic, it's pyramid energized, it's gold medal winning, whatever. And they love the wine, so they don't come and see us anymore. They just order online and we deliver.
And a portion of those employees that you just mentioned, I'm looking at the website, your restaurant is just wonderful.
A wonderful restaurant. I'm very proud of that. We have a 200-seat organic restaurant and catering. We usually do over 100 weddings a year. So we do a lot of food. We at one time were called by the suppliers the biggest outlet in all of Kelowna, which is huge. That means all the hotels and all of the big restaurants and everything. We were the biggest one, Summerhill, because we do a lot of volume in food. And we have a fabulous chef. He's the chef that is the chairman of the Chef Association and the teacher at the school, and everybody really admires him and respects him. He's a pillar in the community, and we're very proud to have him.
That's
in
Jeremy.
Jeremy. We have an application now into the city and the Agricultural Land Reserve to actually build a world think tank on food production. It's called the Culinary College for Humanity, and it will feature classes and certifications to show the industry and homeowners, of course, how to cook and grow and prepare meals that are organic and local versus chemical and far distance.
We conclude our interview with Stephen Seip's, proprietor of Summerhill Pyramid Winery in Kelowna, British Columbia. As we've learned in past episodes from Stephen, it's all about making wine to its purest form, and that includes serving local and organic food in their restaurant. And what exactly does local and organic mean? And why is that so important?
It is the largest impact on global warming. It is the food production for the 8 billion of us. This business of 30-mile-long nets of death in the oceans and the sprays that come over on the jet streams from Asia to North America, and the amount of carbon footprint to move all these thousands of tons of food everywhere, it's got to stop. It's ruining the earth at an astounding rate. If we just go back to local and organic, we're going to have a much bigger difference and are breathing the air and keeping the planet alive. One of the biggest things that impacted us is the tractor. By going up and down in the fields, all the topsoil disappeared. And now we have to put chemical topsoil in. And these pesticides are already, according to the New York Times, 90% of the insects on the planet are gone, including the bees and the butterflies. And these are our pollinators. You know, I can't understand why people don't realize that every time they buy something that's not organic, they are contributing to pesticides that are killing our insects. And if we don't have our insects, we are in big trouble.
In our conversation, Stephen, I can tell that you're very progressive and that you're constantly moving forward and trying to perfect whatever process you're in the middle of. But in the upcoming years, what kind of goals do you have?
I would say my goal is to get other wineries to convert to organic and other food producers to convert to organic. And I've started a declaration, which is a website, organicokanagan.com, organicokanagan.com. And you can sign the declaration online. And it's, even if you're from California or Brazil or wherever you're from, it shows that, you know, we are anxious to be a model and make a model of being organic. So that would be my wish, is that our properties, the Summerhill property, is a model to the world of man and nature and the beautiful wines we produce, and also the healthy wines that we produce. You know, I see the correlation in France of the amount of cancer in children, of people living near vineyards there, and their population is so much higher than ours. And I have the link on our website. It's pathetic to see all these children with their hair shaved off, and you see the coffins going down into the earth. Children, you know, for what? For chemical wine? It's ridiculous. I can't believe that, you know, one child's life to me is worth all the effing wine in the world. The world is the way it is, and I'm sure I can't change it all in one day, but yeah. I'm going to try.
Well, that's good, because your trying makes me try, and then collectively we start to make an impact on this whole thing, start to improve the planet for everybody. All right, as we close it out, let's get all of your contact information, Stephen.
You can contact me, Steve. I'm the proprietor, at 250-764-8000, extension 199 or 111. Summerhill, that's one word, .bc.ca. I also have organicokanagan.com and alloneera.com. That's my precious one that I'm working on with my book, All One Era, which you can get at amazon.com at $12.21. Wonderful. Bless your heart. Thank you for all you do. Thank you. Stay well, Forrest.
The Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please like and follow.